Radio, a constantly changing art form. London.
The two-hour ultimatum have been delivered to Germany.
Rock and roll. Prairie Home Companion.
Hello, everybody, and welcome.
From that first broadcast, a medium that has been pruned, honed, trimmed, winnowed, chiseled, bonsaied, and deposited here today, ready to be moistened with the watering can of evolutionary dew, this is the Dennis Miller Show.
Hey, folks, ABC, always be closing if you want the knife set. Welcome to the Dennis Miller Show. I am the aforementioned Mr. Miller. This just coming across the transom. The Vancouver Olympic Villages have been stocked with over 100,000 condoms. And those are just the ones for Shaun White. Everybody else gets a solo issuance.
Go buy your own.
Here's
a toonie.
I'm getting a little carrot top off Shaun White. Anybody else?
I haven't seen them together.
Huh? Nah. Well, Shaun still looks like a kid, though. Carrot top has evolved into some sort of... Lana Lane.
Or carrot meets, top animatronic thing.
You're right. At the top, he is looking wild lately. A little too ripped. Might be some HGH there, you think? Possible? A little human growth?
Yeah.
All right. Welcome to the show. I am a pig and slop today. I had Crowder in a previous hour, had Gutfeld in a previous hour, having lunch with the great Gordon Gekko, and joining me now in studio, a good man and one of our most prescient callers, emailers, funny cat. He is, you know him as Carl from New Hampshire, and his website, carlfromnh.com. The delightful and lovely Carl's on. How are you, my friend?
Dennis, thanks for having me.
Who's the bodyguard, baby? Why do you bring a bodyguard?
That's number two of my four sons. Well, you know, I'm beginning to feel like I should have a posse, or at least a little posse. I'm going to start with a little posse and see what happens.
Hey, what's the stout fellow's name?
That's Adam, my son Adam.
Adam, good to meet you, brother. Yeah. You know you got an old man, a good old man. I don't have to tell you that. But you tell me, is he a good old man? Don't screw my illusion of Carl here. I always imagine him as a good father.
Absolutely.
Yeah?
Absolutely.
Beautiful cat?
Yeah. Yeah, yes.
And do you have any grandkids, Carl?
Yeah, in fact, Adam is first one of my boys to give me a grandson. We got a 3-year-old grandson who's beautiful, Liam, and another one on the way in April, another boy. So God bless him. He's a good kid, and his wife, lovely wife, Sam, who's listening.
Sammy, can a man get happier than Carl's on? You are a man in full, baby.
I'm a lucky man.
Like the Lion King, just standing up there in New Hampshire on that promotory.
I really am. Very lucky man.
Good to have you here, baby. Yeah, I'm lucky to have you in the studio for the entire hour. We're going to take phone calls, too, if you want to. I know Carl's got a lot of friends in the community out there. You want to call in and say hi. I miss Tagger's statement. We've got Chris, a female in Idaho, calling in. Flesh it out for me, baby. I was on the air. What Tiger Woods have to say?
Well, you know, Dennis, I got to tell you, I'm a 48-year-old married woman. I think you're one good-looking devil, been following you for years.
Just a young kid with a dream, baby. Leave that private phone number. We'll talk about this after.
I don't know. I was just kind of all over the place.
That's the rumor. That's what got him into it.
Yeah, I don't know. I just wondered if you caught any of it. That was my question.
Well, listen, I don't know. I don't know that Tiger owes us anything, and I wouldn't have watched it anyway because it's uncomfortable to me. The guy, you know, he went his own way, did his own thing. Carl, any thoughts on the Tiger? I mean, it's none of my business, right?
Well, judging by the condom order you just mentioned for the Olympics, it sounds like they're having golf in Vancouver this year. I wasn't aware of that.
No, what do they call it? A showcase sport.
Oh, I see.
It's not a medal competition. It's just a showcase sport.
Yeah, but we know who won.
Yes, we do. And Tiger, go golf and shut everybody up. And it was unseemly, but it's none of my business when other people are unseemly. I mean, the guy's got some serious things he's got to work out, and I hope he does. You know, at the end of the day, the kid's a grabby Carl, right? I mean, the kid is going to be the thing that haunts him.
Right.
He has the two
kids,
and he's going to have to figure out how he doesn't become a caricature.
We don't need the apology. We know you're sorry. Get on with it. Yeah, it's enough.
Now, listen, we're going to take calls the entire hour, and a particularly good one. And our number, 866-509-RANT, 866-509-7268. A particularly good caller this hour will receive an American Eagle gold coin from our friends at Goldline. You owe it to yourself, and you owe it to your future. And look at Carl. In addition to his mere presence, which I find delightful, he brings me one of the more solid gifts I've gotten in ages. Jimmy Stewart, Bomber Pilot, by Star Smith, with a foreword by Walter Cronkite, and I guess Kelly Stewart Harcourt must be his daughter. She has the blurb on the cover. My father would feel honored by this book, and his life was about honor. Now, I know that I'm like Sarah Vile. She goes around and visits assassination destinations. I like to go visit birthplaces and burial places. Yeah. I'm not morbid about the burial thing, but if it's there, I'll go, you know, say a prayer. But I've been to Jimmy Stewart's house up in Indiana, Pennsylvania, one of my all-time heroes. Carl, you have a thing with Jimmy Stewart?
Yeah, I do. I'm just a big Jimmy Stewart fan. You know, he was a pilot, as am I, so I share his love of aviation. But just that whole generation, Dennis, as you know, I mean, Jimmy Stewart had to fight to go. He was a B-24 pilot, and they wanted to keep him here training.
Yes.
And he pulled strings to go to battle in England. He goes, hey, I want to go out where the guys are. And he flew the lead plane. He waited at the control tower every day till every one of his planes were back. He was that kind of guy. That's one of a few books I've read twice. There aren't many books I read two times. What a guy, man.
Jimmy Stewart in a movie being the purest, most honorable cat imaginable, guess what? He might not even know he's in a movie at that point.
Exactly.
Because you could have just turned the camera on and caught yourself a pretty good flick out of that. I mean, it's a wonderful life.
Is there a more prescient, beautiful film than that about life?
And, you know, it's funny to imagine these guys in these different guys and guises. They all have different guises. But when he's young, I hear he and Hank Fonda were quite the hounds out in Hollywood.
They were, and it was low-key. You know, you read about that in his book.
Jimmy was,
it's all about his life. It's very interesting, man. He loved the ladies, but he was a real gentleman. He wasn't like a hound.
It's a whole different vibe with women.
And when he fell in love with Gloria, that was the love of his life. And when she died, of course, he was crushed.
Yeah,
was
to think of, imagine Jimmy Stewart sidling up into you and in a nightclub in Ciro's or something, say, hey, baby, you want to see the Invisible Rabbit?
Yeah.
I think that was his icebreaker.
It's Harvey. Harvey with a silent H.
Hey, look at that. Zuzu's petals. Yeah. Let's go to the phone lines. 866-509-RAT. 866-509-7268. We got a question from Carl, from Kevin. What's up, Kevin? New Hampshire boy himself.
Yes, good friend of Carl's.
My son's boss is calling in. No, he's not at work today. He's with me. What, are you kidding me? We're trying to do a radio show here.
No, let's turn it into the Sam Levinson show. What do you got?
Well, I think it's nice that you have the Tiger Woods of Milford on your radio.
I've heard rumors, but I never had actual verification.
There you go.
Tell me about Carl. You know, by the way, the New York Post, absolutely brutal. Yesterday's headline, they have a picture of Tiger, and it says, lock up the waitresses. They are unbelievable.
You know, I knew I should have done some due diligence with who was going to call in here before I got here.
Covers, tell me about when Carl lets his hair down up there. Bit of a freak? What's the deal?
He's a good time. He's fun to be around.
Yeah. And what do you do up there, Kevers? What's your town? Are you proud of your town? Give me a little shout-out on your town.
I'm the next town over in Amherst.
Yeah? And you're digging it up there?
Previously to being Adam's boss, I actually worked for Carl.
Mm-hmm. And was he a benevolent despot?
At one time.
All right. Well, thanks, Kevin. Thanks for the shout-out, and we appreciate you calling in. 866-509-RANT is our phone number. 866-509-7268. Nerve-wracking when you're on the radio, Carl.
Well, you know, when you get a list of fans like I do, it really does. You might want to do the 7. You might want to bump that to 12-second delay.
Believe me, after that call, we're on a 7-day delay because I don't need to have my image. Let's go to Mitch in Maine. Mitch, how are you?
I'm doing good, Dennis. How are you, Carl? What's going on, my friend?
What's going on?
We're pigs in slop, Mitchy. What's up with you?
Well, I'm a former Navy pilot turned stand-up comic, and I got my own show in Boston, and we had a good crowd the other night, and I asked the whole crowd, I said, you guys want to see Dennis Miller out here? And they said, absolutely, so I'm trying to broker a deal here.
You know, it's very hard to get crowds en masse to pronounce in synchronicity a four-syllable word, like absolutely. Usually they say, yeah, but just to think, were they hitting the syllables all at the same time? Give us a plug for your show, man. Where can people see you? Give me your full name. You got a website? What's happening? I like to help a stand-up comic out.
Yeah, my name's Mitch Stanley. Stinson. It's www.mitchstinson.com. A tough one to remember. And, yeah, we got a good show every Monday night in Boston down at the Beantown Comedy Vault.
All right, Mitchie, good luck with a career. Don't listen to anybody who tells you you're good. Don't listen to anybody who tells you you're bad. Just become a killer. Work every day. Say it every night. Got any advice, Carl?
Well, thanks for calling in, Mitch, and I'm sorry that you hung up before I realized it was you. That's my good friend, Mitch Stinson. Great comic and an ex-Navy aircraft carrier pilot. Is he on there?
You still got him?
Yeah, well, Mitch, thanks for calling in, man, and thanks for your service. MitchStinson.com. You can see pictures of Mitch there flying airplanes on and off of aircraft.
Wow.
That's right.
Hey, Mitchie, is it harder to get the attention of a drunk crowd in Boston or plunk down a fighter jet onto a carrier deck?
Well, crash and burn and crash and burn. You can apply either one.
You're right. At least there's a fire crew at the one. Thanks, Stinson. I'll talk to you, buddy. Back with your calls. We've got a few queued up. Brent, Joe, and another Carl in New Hampshire with a C. We'll take your calls right after this on the Dennis Miller Show. There's fame and wealth, folks. That's what it gets you. Take that beautiful little kid, talent on loan from God, as they say in the Limbaugh business. You end up at 50. Looking like Skeletor, dying in your sleep. Keep an eye out for fame and money. I'm saying take it, but keep it at arm's length, too. It's a welcome thing, but if you let it get its head around you, you are screwed. Welcome back to the Dennis Miller Show. I am he, and what we present here is good, honest, stick-to-the-ribs comedy, what I consider to be a fair Luby's price. I am joined in that pursuit in the sidecar. I ain't playing Robin to his Batman. Carl's on. Carl from New Hampshire. His website, carlfromnh.com. This segment of said show brought to you by AutoZone. Give yourself a 10-second tune-up. I did a couple hours ago. Adding a fuel add a fuel system cleaner to your gas. Let's start this over. This segment of the show is brought to you by AutoZone. Give yourself a 10-second tune-up. Adding a fuel system cleaner to your gas, each oil change can remove deposits and boost performance. Pick some up today at AutoZone. And Drudge finds the funniest pictures. They've got a picture of the poor Dalai Lama leaving the Chateau Blanc today, the White House. They've taken him out the back door. He's barefoot walking past garbage bags. Unbelievable what a gauchtup this whole thing has turned into. Because we got to stay, got to keep China since they own us now. We got to keep them on our good side. They don't want us to meet with them at all. But taking them out through the back door. Unbelievable. Carl's with us for the entire hour, and we're going to take phone calls. Let's go to another Carl with a C, that is, from New Hampshire. Carl, you're on with Carl.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Carl, I'd like to apologize to you because on several occasions I've been mistaken for you up here on other radio stations, and, you know, that's not going to benefit you in any way. It does benefit me, but, you know, for the mistake. And
Carl, you always seem like a hail fellow well met. Don't deprecate yourself, my friend.
We
realize
that.
I do have a great sense of humor, although most people are unaware of it, but, you know, I just don't want
to. That's about to change with this next utterance. Go! Not to put too much pressure on you.
No, not at all. But, you know, I mean, I have six kids, so that keeps me busy, and I really don't have, you know, much time for being funny other than, you know, making fun of myself and you know, sharing the stories of them.
Well, listen, with six kids, I don't have to tell you that AutoZone can add a fuel system for a 10-second tune-up.
Oh, baby.
All right, Carl, thanks for the shout-out.
The rodeo ride of segues there, huh?
Let's go to Joe in New Mexico. Joey, what's up?
Carl, great to hear you on the show.
Thank you so much, Joe. It's a pleasure to be here.
Did you hear Bernie Madoff already commandeered a coup at the rec room in prison? He wanted to watch Happy Days?
No, I did not hear that.
It was a Fonzie scheme.
That's not bad. I don't know where they are. Joey, as I look at it, that was the only way out of that box canyon, and you found it. So good for you, Joe in New Mexico. We appreciate the call. Hey, folks, Leonardo DiCaprio signed on to play Sinatra in the new Scorsese biopic. Well, you got to go with an open mind. Of course, he won't be doing all the singing, though. Don't worry about that. That, Tony Orlando.
Oh, good
no.
for Tony.
Oh, my God. The sounds of suicides all over America. Now, I don't know who's going to sing. Oh, I know it's got to be. It's got to be that Bobby Caldwell cat. Have you ever seen him?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, there is a guy who's just... He knocks Sinatra out in his own way. He doesn't completely... He apes the vibe and not the notes.
Yeah.
I mean, it doesn't sound exactly like him, but I bet you any money that's the guy who ends up doing the singing. I don't know, folks. What do we make of Leonardo DiCaprio as Frank Sinatra? 866-509-RANT, 866-509-7268. Let's brainstorm for a second. Who else is out there? I've heard James Franco bandied about. He knocked Jimmy Dean out of the park. I'm trying to think if he could play that Hoboken skinny run thing. Maybe, maybe not. Anybody else out there? Carl, anybody
come
to mind?
There was a kid in that play, Jersey Boys. My wife made me go see that. And
it's great, right?
And it was great.
That's what everybody says to me.
I cried like a baby and pouted and stomped my feet because she's a Jersey girl, Italian,
yeah.
You know. And I went and I loved it. And there was a kid in that who was, well, everyone was great, but the kid... There was a kid in that who could do Sinatra.
Well, you know what?
Yeah.
It's funny that you bring that up because I have so many friends saying to me, have you seen Jersey Boys? I go, you know, I'm not much of a musical guy. It's not my vibe. And they go, me neither. Go. I'm telling you, you'll be one of those people who goes twice.
I loved it. I got like 100 I told you so's after that, but it was worth it. It was great.
Yeah. I like things like that. Yeah. I remember that I did that with The Phantom, too. I always bridle, and then I end up going, and I'm the jerk who's actually crying when the guy with the half... goalie mask on is, you know, going around the sewers
exactly
in a Hobie cat. I'm the guy crying.
Yeah.
All right, 866-509-RANT, 866-509-7268 if you'd like to call. And, Carl, what's been catching your idea? Oh, and we got some upcoming dates for Carl. Let me elucidate on these. He's at the Comedy Escape at the Holiday Inn, Westgate Mall in Brockton, Mass. On Friday, April 17th. And you can find out more about that at BeantownComedy.com. Beantown Comedy. What have you been watching lately? I know we have some of the same proclivities. What'd you make of Johnny Stossel? Did you see him? I had him on recently. He was able to get a free golf cart.
You know,
did you see that story?
Oh, I saw that story, and I saw him on O'Reilly. And, you know, John Stossel is so underrated. He is like the Mike Wallace of our generation.
Yeah, he's good.
And, in fact, Adam will tell you, we just barely got here on time because we came down in one of those government golf carts. We left New Hampshire on Tuesday. And, you know, it's just so funny to me that the government thinks, you know, you put brake lights on a skateboard and it's a car. I mean, what is it possibly you do in your car that you're going to suddenly do on a golf cart with an umbrella roof, no windows?
No parent wants to send their kid out in a, you know, one of these little toy cars. The smart car, ironically, looks dumb to me.
Yeah,
I see
and
people
the
walking.
Government is right. I mean, it's free. They give it to you, take it off your taxes, and what did Stossel say? They gave away $500,000?
Yeah, I don't even know how they're in that business to think that out of all the things that we have problems with in this country, that somebody said, let's take the first of the bailout money and get some golf carts out there for the Hope tournament in the desert.
Like most Americans, I have become accustomed to and expect an obscene amount of luxuries and amenities in my vehicle. And I'm not taking a golf cart to the end of the driveway to get my mail. I'm taking my Chrysler Crossfire. It's only 50 feet.
The reason I always drive an SUV, because there's always in L.A. some demented cat driving around on a cell phone waiting for news on his whether he got his 12-on-the-air commitment from the UBN for his piece of crap drama. He's not even paying attention. I'm not going to get T-barred by some loser
in
Dreamerville.
The day I see you cruising the Pacific Coast Highway in a golf cart, it's all over for me, Dennis. I just want you to know.
No, I have a hybrid SUV. It sucks little hybrids up into its massive grill and converts them into usable fuel pellets.
Yeah.
Back with Carl from New Hampshire right after this Dennis Miller Show.
The Dennis Miller Show. This is Dennis Ex Machina. Call Dennis at 866-509-RANT. That's 866-509-7268.
I dig me some ELO. Dennis and Carl from New Hampshire, Ex Machina. Carl's kid's on some tuberculin jag over here in the corner. You okay, baby? What are you, kicking smack? This segment of the show is brought to you by Pure Silk Moisturizing Shave Cream for Women. Pure Silk Shave Cream made with soothing aloe plus fabulous moisturizers to help your stems look and feel like Pure Silk. Now, Saberhagen never tries to put his things that he desires on me. He always lets me freely roam, but he has suggested a soundbite to me, which is so unlike him. It must be funny. I know you're a big Mitt Romney guy, Sabes. Do you have a choice bit from Mitt at CPAC?
Yeah, he had a good joke yesterday.
All right, let me hear it. Run up the flagpole.
By the way, you probably didn't hear the news this morning. Late breaking that the gold medal that was won last night by American Lindsey Vonn has been stripped. Yeah, it was determined that President Obama has been going downhill faster than she has.
Nice shot.
Not bad.
I'm telling you, Romney and Polenta, you got a mitt, you got a paw, but you got no handouts. There's the bumper sticker. Let's go to Gene in Philly. Gene, what's up?
Hey, Dennis. Hey, Carl.
Hey, Gene.
I wanted to tell you the funniest reality show backfire I've ever seen. The show's not on anymore, but I saw it on tape recently. It used to be called Scare Tactics, and Shannon Doherty was the host. Do you remember it by any chance?
No. Listen, I'm a loser as far as reality goes, but even I don't know that one. They used to try to freak people out, right?
Right, yeah. The premise was...
Sci-Fi Channel.
Yeah, right. The friends would get together, and they would try to scare one of their friends, and so... In this scenario, the victim is riding in the back seat of a car with one of his other friends, and another friend is driving. They're both in on the joke. They're riding through the desert at night, and they pick up this drifter who's also an actor. And after a long scenario, the drifter is very suspicious, and it ends up with the drifter fake stabbing the driver, trying to freak out, you know, the victim. But it backfires, and the guy they're trying to scare actually leans over and starts punching the drifter actor in the face as hard as he can. And the funniest thing is that the driver, who's supposed to be getting stabbed to death, starts putting his arm out trying to keep his friend from stabbing the drifter.
where can we find this little nugget, Gene?
Sorry?
Where can we find this little nugget? I have to watch this myself now.
Yeah, you know what? I didn't look online yet, but if I do, I'll send a link. But a friend of mine had it on tape.
All right, Gino. We appreciate the call. It sounds tasty. My favorite is the one where the guy breaks into his kid's room with the hockey mask on and the chainsaw at 3 in the morning. Have you ever seen that? And immediately he realizes what a bad idea it is. The kids are just sobbing. They you know, poop the bed. And the dad's standing there with a chainsaw and a hockey mask. You can see he realizes, oh, my God, this is going to mark them for the rest of their life. And the kids look at him just sobbing, going, Dad! And it all decomposes.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
What's unbelievable is Gene's recounting of that actually lasted longer than the series itself.
Gino, he took the shot at you. I don't want any website started now. It's got to be Carl is an ampersand, percentage sign, plus sign idiot. Not me. That wasn't me. Doug in Maryland, you got some info for... Now, Dougie, our resident film expert here, do you think DiCaprio can pull off Sinatra, Doug?
I have no idea. I wouldn't bet money on it. But I have a flesh out. From the article I read today, the director, Martin Scorsese, is going to use the actual recordings of Sinatra singing. So it'll be the chairman of the board coming out of Leo's pie hole.
All right, perfect. Well, that fits, because if you shut your eyes, if there's any part where Leo's not working for you visually, you can shut your eyes and you're listening to the most switched-on cat in the history of singing. I mean, that's the best voice ever on the planet Earth, and it's not, you know, the beauty about Sinatra is there's not even any comp. I mean, the thing's shut down, the decision. You can go opera if you want, all that. I'm talking about a popular singer. You ever heard anybody in that ballpark? No, you haven't. Ronnie and KC's got an idea for a sidebar booking. Who do you like for Sammy out there, Ron?
Yay, Dennis, I tell you what. Eyes wide open on this one. I see Gary Coleman playing Junior. You know, Gary Coleman, hard times, this
come back.
Well, I would say that's if he's playing Sammy, it's more of an eye wide open, not eyes wide open.
I think maybe Dave Chappelle could do the voiceovers.
What you talking about out there?
The other problem is Sammy's wizard hat would go down over Gary's whole head.
What you talking about, Jilly Rizzo? Let's go to Lynn in New Hampshire. Lynn, how are you?
Good for an old-timer.
Oh, it's Len. Hey, Len, what's shaking?
I just wanted to make sure the car was actually in New York. I heard he was doing some recreational flying in Texas yesterday.
Oh, it's my old friend Lenny from the Nashville Airport, runs the control tower. How you doing, Don? And what are you doing, Len? Aren't you out in Arizona?
No, Sandy's out there by herself. I just dragged myself out of the back room with a blue moon.
You didn't have anything to do with flying that plane. You weren't controlling airplanes in Austin yesterday, were you?
I was just calling to make sure you were in New York and not making sure you weren't doing any recreational flying down there.
Hey. Thanks for the shout out, Lenny. He's safe on the ground with us here. Now, what am I to understand here, Carl? Will and Christian Sal, have I already heard them refer to the pilot as akin to a Tea Party people? Has anybody else seen that crop up already?
I've not heard that
comment,
yet.
Right?
I've already heard it. I saw a headline that said remarkably similar to a Tea Party guy.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah, well, they're going to be. And you know what? I guarantee you the left has got people on the ground there looking in through his footlocker at the base of his crazy bed for a Glenn Beck book or something. This is what they always do. They go through the house.
This will be Sarah Palin's fault by the end of the week, believe me. Right.
My thanks to Palin, because it would have been Bush's fault, but she's taken it off of him for a while. And, they always got to have a bogeyman. How's about it's just a nut? Usually, guys don't get that nutty can still afford to have a plane. That's the thing that blows my mind, Carl. Usually a pilot, and you do it, has some grounding.
And he was a good pilot, too, because I'll tell you what, hitting that target at 200 miles an hour takes some skill.
I know, it looked like a hell of a lot. When I first saw it, I thought, they said, but they don't think it's deliberate. I said, are you kidding me?
I was just going to say that Adam and I were driving down yesterday, and some newswoman said, they seem to think it might be deliberate. I'm thinking, no, the guy burns his house down every morning before he goes to work.
I forgot that was his prophetical note, right? Ah, that is a rough day. But thank God, a miracle. I don't believe anybody was killed except the guy.
Yeah.
Although somebody's burned, and if they're burned horribly, that's its own sin. Jesus. All right. Just remember, folks, there are individual nuts out there who don't have to. Usually when somebody lights their house on fire with their wife and kid in it and goes to the airport, gets in a plane they own to fly it into a building over taxes, it's not in a political affiliation, no matter how you want to cut it. That car came off the assembly line with a loose lug nut,
and it eventually caught
up to him. There's always a series of conditions that will make somebody who is a nut a nut, and he was just in full-flame nutdom yesterday. It wasn't about ideology, but nutdom. Part of the brain wasn't working. 866-509-RANT, 866-509-7268. Carl from New Hampshire, nice enough to stay with us for the entire hour. If you want to know more about the man you're listening to, good friend of the show, go to Carl from NH. com. We'll be back, take more calls. We got Jay and Ron queued up right after this, guys, on the Dennis Miller Show. Good work, Saves. Tasty Bits. Welcome back to the Jabber Chamber. I am Dennis Miller, and I ain't much for fancy book learning. Carl, where can the fans see you in the next few nights or so?
I'll tell you what. I'm at the Crown Plaza Hotel, Worcester, Massachusetts, tonight and tomorrow night. BeantownComedy.com for details, and the Comedy Studio, Harvard Square, next Wednesday, February
24th. Carl all growed up and taken the jokes out into the hinterland. Let's touch some Indians now. Right after I play this, though, this may be the last voicemail. You can call us at 866-509-RANT. That's 866-509-7268. You can also leave us a voicemail here. And I think Tommy from Idaho, number 6, has an astute one.
Just looking at the police photo of the professor accused in the Alabama shooting, and I don't know why this hasn't struck anyone before, but got an idea for a new procedural/reality show, CSM, Crime Scene Makeovers.
I kind of like it, because the woman needed, I mean, she was giving workplace murder a bad name. She looked very disgruntled. kind of like a less happy Eve Ensler is the vibe I got off her. It was, let's go to Jay in New Hampshire. Jay, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing well, Dennis. Thanks for having me. Hey, Carl, it's Jay Grove up in New Hampshire. How you doing?
Hey, Jay, how you doing, buddy?
I'm good. I heard you on and said, geez, I got to give this guy a call. I also, Hulu.com has all those old scare tactics episodes. I got a lot of free time. I checked those out.
Oh, okay. So we can find the one about the guy stab. I mean, that's going a little too far with a joke there. That would freak anybody out here out in the middle of nowhere. You pick up a Skeevmeister and he's got a knife. That gets a little creepy. Anyway, what do you got for Carl, Jay?
I was glad to hear his voice on there. I'm thinking with Sinatra. What about his kid? I think he's made a whole career off of touring around singing the standards. How about not him doing the vocals for the movie?
How's about they want to make more money than they did with Fern Gully? You put Frank Jr. You put Frank Jr. in there, you might as well animate the film. Thank you, Jay in New Hampshire.
Thanks, Jay.
No, I don't think that's going to play. And while we're at it, let's roll out Todd Bridges as young Frank Sinatra.
He can warble like a nightingale. I don't know.
Let's go to Ron in Chicago. Ronnie, you got an idea for Sinatra?
Yeah, Ron Hawking. I want to get on your radar screen. I'm a big fan of Bobby Caldwell as well.
Yeah, he's a
beaut. And I produced and starred in my own show here in Chicago, ran for 7.5 years.
What was it?
It's called His Way, a tribute to the man and his music.
You got some? Do you have a Sinatra pipes?
I beg your pardon?
Are you a singer?
Yeah, I'm a singer.
Well, let's sit back here, man. Get as far away as you need and give me a little, the chairman.
Well, it wasn't an impersonator show. I did it my own style and my own voice. But come fly with me, let's fly, we'll fly away. It was actually a show that
hey, Ronnie, it sounded good.
Friends and the music. If you go to Ron.com and click on the video section, you get a chance to check it out.
Well, listen, I'm trying to tell you I dug it. Take a breath.
What?
Even Sinatra inhaled once in a while. Take a breath. I'm trying to tell you I dug your singing.
We like it, Ron.
Okay.
All right, Ron. Thanks for the call out there. Geez, I'm trying to kiss the guy's ring.
Yeah,
anyway,
you got a needy, you have a needy audience. Wow.
866-509-RANT. 866-509-7268. Carl and I were commiserating during the break. We were both talking about the fact that, well, listen, I like Captain Phil on Deadliest Catch, too, but I knew he was not long for the planet. I mean, the guy was walking through heart attacks like Fred Sanford, for God's sakes. But you and the kids watched The Deadliest Catch, Carl?
Yeah, my son Adam, we're all big freaks. And I was worried at first that I was getting so hooked on a show about crab fishing. You know, I thought there was something wrong. And so I had to make myself understand what I liked about it, and you know, the weather and the characters. I mean, every now and then they just got that magic, right? But it kills me when TV, they have something good, then they try to replicate it, and then they had sword fishing.
Yes.
No, didn't quite.
No,
do. Yeah. Hey, whoa, don't let them poke you. And then the Lobster Men. But The Deadliest Catch, man, the weather and the cast of characters.
Yeah, it was nice. And the vibe between a lot of the dads.
Yeah, what a life, man.
So
talk about grabbing life by the horns, huh?
Oh, that's what I think about Palin. People always say Palin's stupid. I go, if Palin was working a commercial fishing boat at some point, no. I look at the Nimrods. I look at the 535 Nimrods up on Capitol Hill. I'm thinking, who could get that together? Is she smart in a different way? Yeah. Is she Win Jeopardy smart? No, she isn't. But is she somebody who went out there and did a few things in life that I think a lot of politicians can't do? Yeah. And when I watch Deadliest Catch, I'm telling you, those people look adroit at that. And, you know, my kids and I love to watch, too. We got to the point where our inside code for something that where we were laughing at something, but we didn't want other people to know. If we were out at a party and somebody was like making a point and they were over making it, my little son would just look at me and wink and go, Apelios.
Oh, that's beautiful.
We went deep inside on the crab
you
references.
Talk about deep code. Yeah, that is deep.
All right, we're going to be back. 866-509-RANT. Got a few queued up here. We'll have the pick of the litter right after this on the Dennis Miller Show.
Forget your troubles, come on, get happy.
Oh, yeah.
You better chase all your cares away.
That's right.
Shout hallelujah, come on, get happy. Get ready for the judgment day.
The great Judy Garland film. And I must say, I thought Judy Davis was exemplary as Judy Garland. As we look for an ideal Frank Sinatra, Saberhagen was a good idea during the break. Harry Connick Jr. I would have enjoyed that. I think Harry has a bit of the savoir faire. And Jimmy and KC has an idea. Jimbo.
Think outside the box. Mm-hmm. Louis DiCaprio, did you see opening night of the Olympics? Katie Lang did a spot-on Wayne Newton. It was unbelievable. If she can do Wayne Newton, she can do Frank.
All right, there's a vote for Katie Lang as Frank Sinatra. And I don't know what. Joy Behar is Jilly. I don't know who's there next. Let's go to Kurt in Chicago. Kurt, how are you?
I'm
I'm laughing about that Katie Lang thing.
Hey, you got a good idea. Yeah, you got a good idea there. Although, you know what?
He
did some acting. He did some acting on SNL, and I thought he had pretty good chops in that ham and bubbles joke. But I don't know if he has the chops to pull that whole thing up.
I just saw a DVD of him singing in, I think New York. And it was I didn't know much about him, but he's good.
Yeah, Buble, he's got the chops. Thank you, Kurt. I think he's got the music chops. Don't know if he could pull the Scorsese acting off. But thanks. Good suggestion out there, Kurt. 866-509-RANT is our phone number. You can also leave us a voicemail there. Ted in Work Park, California, number 7. What's he got to say there, Saberhagen?
I listened to you on the Internet, and I just wanted to thank you for your discussion of Mr. Marr's use of people with Down syndrome. I'm a father of a son with Down syndrome, and I find that it's very inappropriate. And if you can't make fun of yourself, then you're just not really a good comedian. Anyway, I wanted to thank you. I've heard you talk about that in the past, and
Let me cut off that part of it, Saves, the thank you. I wanted to play that front part of it, though, to remind you that this thing can turn into a whole Hatfield-McCoy thing. We're all grown-ups. Everybody should be able to get some rhino skin and get slapped on. But like I said, we can't start going to places where even the setup on the joke is a Down syndrome kid. These are lovely human beings, man. You got to go out and meet some of them, hang with them a little, and then it rings hollow. It's not worth the joke. I'm telling you, sometimes I get calls on here about bipartisanship, and I think, who needs bipartisanship? We don't agree on things. And who doesn't like a good fight? I like to scramble a little. You feeling froggy? Leap. I'm here every day. But this whole thing about getting along and everything doesn't matter to me. But conversely, at the other end of the number line, we cannot start bringing people with Down syndrome in here and making hay off it. Bill's an old friend of mine. It was wrong. I don't know McFarlane. But it's not worth it, folks. At some point, they always talk about, if we waterboard guys, do we lose our humanity? No. To me, when we waterboard terrorists, we enhance our humanity. When we start doing jokes with Down syndrome kids up, yeah, I think we got problems. Carl, thanks for sharing, baby. What do we got, Christian? Who's got that gold coin?
Ron and KC, the idea of Gary Coleman for Sammy Davis Jr.
Beautiful. Our friends at Goldline want to give you an American Eagle gold coin. You owe it to yourself and your future. Call Goldline at 800-906-GOLD. Always some of the best hours I do on radio with my friend Carl from New Hampshire.
Thanks for having me.
The Dennis Miller Show on Westwood One.
The Dennis Miller Show is...